Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Deuce, and on Wednesday I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday, talking about I love them, love them. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butterbay.
The Diva Squad. Squad.
This is Thaisa, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love fantasy is what it is.
Hey, welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. It's Butter Baby, baby, baby.
Miss Mo, Miss Mo, Miss Mo, Miss Mo, Miss Mo.
IDGYAVA, yeah, then the middle line, morning to the EA. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Twilight stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no Supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end of future or the scene. So I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my friend now on the catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the catch is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. Got that web, web, word is foul. What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's safe in the band.
You are now tuned in to GQ Power Radio, Radio, Love, Fan, 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 the Diva Squad.
Oh my gosh.
I'm dancing like, yes.
Listen, every time the intro comes on, I'll be in here it's popping my fingers. I gotta get us I gotta write us a track. I gotta get my stuff together. Yes, indeed.
Go ahead. I back you up.
Okay. Again, folks, you are on live with the Diva Squad. You got your Diva Storm and Miss Mo Better in the building. Rachel will be in shortly, hopefully. Over here every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 646-238-3838. This is an adult show, discuss adult topics. So we promote 18 and older callers. However, sometimes there are younger callers on here, so we try to speak civilly. But if there are younger callers in and the parents have to use their discretion whether they want to listen, have their children in the room while listening to the show or not. We are not licensed psychologists. We're not here to fix anybody, but we will support you if we can or point you to the right direction to someone else that can help you. We do take on topics. We get a lot of mail from people. You can email the show at GEEQUE002@gmail.com. If you have a topic that you'd like us to discuss or whatever, just drop an email, or you can hit me up on Facebook. I'm Angie Miss Mo Better Smith on Facebook, or you can hit Miss Lavina Polite on Facebook in the inbox, or Rachel Hargrove Smith on Facebook. Just drop one of us a few lines or whatever, and we got you covered. We strictly on people's opinions. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. There's no real right or wrong. Everybody has different views. You could be seeing the same situation and see it differently. So it's all about opinion over here. But we just open up this platform for people to have a chance to discuss things that we see in our everyday lives. And we appreciate you guys for supporting us, for calling in, listening, whether you get on live with us or not. We are truly grateful for you guys' support. Like I said, fans and stuff are like water to plants. That's how you grow. You guys are our water over here. To us, lotus flowers.
And we appreciate every single one of y'all.
Absolutely.
Callers, listeners, supporters, even if you don't press that one button and you share that link, we do see y'all, you know, Facebook, liking the link. You know, I want to say, like, on every website we're on, they're liking the link, they're acknowledging us, and we appreciate it, you know, on behalf of Geeky House. We appreciate all the love, you know, but if you do want to press that one button, press that one button and join in our conversation, you know.
Absolutely. And share the link. Yep.
You could be whoever you want to be. What's your name?
Yep.
What's your name?
Yep, you can call here. Your name could be RuPaul. Who cares? We're not here to blow anybody up. Believe me, RuPaul, whatever you want, whoever you want to be, you could be that. Yeah, you know.
That's right.
I'd like to give a birthday shout out to my Aunt Sarah and my little cousin Avery, which birthdays both were yesterday. So happy birthday.
Aww.
This is still cancer season, AKA summer. Hopefully, y'all get used to me saying it's summer season. And I'm not just talking about the weather. I'm talking about the zodiac. It's summer season, which it'll end in a couple of days. But
right.
Happy birthday to whoever is celebrating a birthday from GQ Palace Radio. Celebrate responsibly. Turn up, whatever. Fall down,
enjoy
whatever.
Be safe.
Just
whatever
exactly,
you do, just do it responsibly.
Exactly. Do it responsibly. So, Storm, do you have any announcements? You do, right? Don't you have a couple of announcements about the boat ride? Or, yeah, are you ready for that?
You know what? I don't even know if we're ready for that, but I can just
okay.
say that we're ready for that. I'm going to say we're ready. I'm definitely going to pull up that right about now. But you can also definitely tune in to this Friday. There will be a show, the Dynamic 3, I believe, this Friday night, 7 p.m. You can catch Rich Money and Storm, a.k.a. Rich Money, this weekend. Storm will definitely be in the building. Storm will be in the building this weekend. I'll be listening in, you know, but you'll catch Rich Money on Friday night. We'll definitely press that one button to join him on the air as he interviews, you know, the Pioneers Dynamic 3. They'll definitely be in the building. We're excited for that. So definitely tune in, join us. You know, join Rich Money enjoy myself. And
nice.
Also, just a shout out there, of course, don't forget Superstar Sundays. That is Sunday, August 13th, 2017. You could join us there. Of course, that's another nonstop media event. First prize is $1,000. So you might want to, you know, definitely join on, in on that.
And that's at Blackthorn in Queens.
Miss Mobetta's going to get on the stage sooner or later. You know, she's going to be up there. She's going to be up there. But I just want to just rewind real fast. The Dynamic Three is the group that had Request Line and The Roof Is On Fire. You know, I'm a little youngin', but Angie, I know you know who they are. You know, Rachel, you know who they are. You know,
of course.
The Roof Is On Fire.
Tell them, right ahead, girl.
Yeah, you know. But they'll be definitely on the, they'll be in with us this Friday night, so definitely check us out. So I spoke to you about the Nonstop Media event real fast, and then I'm just going to speak to you about the, it's a black and white boat ride this time.
Okay.
Before
I
think it was all white, it's black and white this time. And, of course, that's going to be, I want to say it's August 12th. August 12th, you can hit Rich Money up for some tickets. You know, either myself or Rich Money up for some tickets. You hit me up, I'm going to forward you to him anyway. So you might as well hit Rich Money up for some tickets. But
he's
going to
get it anyway.
Also, you know, and it is August 11th. I stand corrected. August 11th, the black and white boat ride affair. Leaving out from Long Island, though. So for all of those beautiful people that's traveling in, from Long Island, you know, it's leaving out from, what's it, the Nautica Mile.
Nautica Mile, Freeport.
Yep, it's leaving out from there. So let's get in. Let's have a good time.
Yes,
you can get those. You know, we got those tickets, so we can sell. We can buy those tickets. You know, if you're interested to hang out with us that night, you could do that as well. You know, we're excited about that. And I know Rich Money has something else that he was sharing to support somebody, but I don't remember who it is. But I will mention. Woo! Don't make me forget. I will like to mention DJ Kev Ski. He's going to be, I believe, a part of an open mic that's going to be on August 12th. So you have the 11th is the boat ride.
Okay.
The 12th is the open mic. That open mic, I believe, that's in Manhattan. We should go to that.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
We should definitely pick that up.
We're going
to
be there.
Let's try to get in there. That's in Manhattan. Let's try to do that. So GQ Palace will definitely be in the building. Rich Money will be in the building. But I don't want to forget Felee.
Nonstop Media.
Woman of Faith. Woman of Faith. I don't want to, you know, spend too much time giving out all the fly information. But, you know, GQ Palace, we do support a lot of different people. So I definitely want to make sure that we mention the events that they have going on. And, of course, we are loaded for the month of August. So, if you know, don't forget, we have August 11th is the boat ride. August 12th is the open mic contest. It's in Manhattan. And then August 13th is the nonstop media event. So definitely make sure you guys, you know, get in contact with us so we can put you into the right hand so you can definitely be able to take part of that. But also there is this Saturday, there's a book bag giveaway. July 22nd, I believe, is the date this Saturday. Women of Faith. Women of Faith. They'll be having their annual book bag giveaway for the school, for the kids.
Okay.
Make sure you guys go on there. Donations, I think, is $20. It's in Prospect Park, Brooklyn. I'm winging it by the top of my head, so please bear with me. But I do know that it's this Saturday, the 22nd, and I know it's donations, I think, of like $20, but it's at Prospect Park in Brooklyn. All are welcome. All are, donations are acceptable. You know, she's definitely doing her annual event, and she's looking forward to giving back to the community. So,
that's awesome.
Yes, that's
awesome.
All the announcements that I have. I gave a lot, didn't I? I did.
Okay.
I tried to get out of that.
That's our call. We'll try to touch on them again before the end of the show. So if you guys, anybody that's listening
anything,
or whatever, and want information about one specific thing that she was talking about, we'll try to give them out before the end of the show. We know how that does.
Yeah.
But Rich Money also, Rich Money also, he interviews up and coming artists, and he plays their music and stuff, but it has to be MP3 ready. It has to be spun down and all of that good stuff. So if you have a bio and what is 3 picks or something, You can email him.
Yeah.
Right?
It's two or three pics, a bio. Your music has to be in MP3 format, of course, for anyone that is a new artist. You know, your bio is your description of what you've done. So pretty much you want to put something together and you want to send it in. You can send that in to gqpalaceradio@gmail.com or you can send it in to gq002@gmail.com. Either one of those. But on Rich Money's Friday show, we interview on that show pioneers, DJs, authors, producers, anyone that's looking to promote what they're doing. You have a passion, you have a dream, you've been doing it, you're looking for people to help you promote what you're doing, you come to the right place. So that's what GQ Palace does for you. So those interviews are held on Friday. Either Friday, it's online radio, so therefore it's online, it's nationwide. You call in right from your phone, and then once you call in, GQ Palace will definitely give you that interview. So just make sure that you call in, you send all the information in, you send your bio, 2 or 3 tracks, contact number, all that stuff. Send it into the Gmail so you get that interview, and we can help you promote what you're doing, as well as we can put you in our magazine. Our another issue will be coming out in August. We're doing it quarterly now. So we're definitely looking to get you in that. So, yes, that's all the announcements. That's no better.
Okay. So with that being said, tonight, right now, I'm going to start out with in the news. And this is how I'm starting out, because this is actually going to lead to our topic tonight. Now, I don't know if anybody is abrupt to what's going on with R. Kelly. Now, this guy, he's just a piece of work. Now, there's this girl. Her name is Joycelyn. I'm sorry. Her name is Joycelyn. Savage. She's a 21-year-old girl that has been seeing R. Kelly for a few years now. Her parents got on and did a press conference with CNN and everything, stating that R. Kelly is holding her against her will. Now, the girl got on and did a live video with a rebuttal for her parents, told them to knock it off because they knew what was going on, that the father had set it up to, he dropped her off to be picked up by R. Kelly. Yes, you have to watch it. It's crazy. Now, there's 6 other girls that are in the same house over there where this girl is. Their ages are 31. Not girls, they're young ladies. 31, 26, 25, 19, and 18. Now, everybody all the ages that I listed are of legal limit. They are of age, so nobody's, you know. So the girl is stating that she's not being held against her will. She wants to be there or whatever, but the father is trying to say that she's not. Now, another girl came out and said that she was there. Her name is Asante McGee. She said she was a part of Kelly's inner circle for 3 years, and she stated that she saw and participated in acts, unspecified acts, that she said she did not agree with. However, and this is me stating, this is me speaking because this is how they're going to come out, she never stated that she was forced to do anything. Now, you know, they don't call him the Pied Piper for anything, because the girl Asante stated that he uses his fame to manipulate women, you know, and they fall for that. You know what I'm saying? You go find your little pretty girl and, you know, not coming from the bottom and all kinds of stuff. You know, and you lure her in with little riches and, you know, I'm going to take care of you. I got this. I got that. Of course, most of them are going to fall for that until they get there and see, you know, until it's too late. Now, he got you sucked in because he done wine, dined you and sexed you and did all of this other stuff that made you feel good. Now that got played out to you. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm not saying that that's exactly what happened, but that's how it appears to me. Now, you know, these girls have to keep in mind when they speak of R. Kelly, because he's 50 years old to start with, but back in 2002, he was charged with 21 counts of child pornography, which he ended up going to trial in 2008. He was acquitted of all charges. So, you know, you can't really say he's a child molester, but we know R. Kelly from back when he was dating, when he married Aaliyah, allegedly. She was only 15 years old. Right. You know what I'm saying? And but they stated that her family also knew what the deal was, and they were okay with it. Now, my topic for this evening is it appropriate that you date someone the same age as your children? You know what I'm saying?
No.
I personally say no. I just don't feel that that's appropriate. How would it look with you having a mate or a wife or a girlfriend or something that is on Snapchat partying with your daughter or your son? You understand what I'm saying? What could you really have in common with a person the same age as your child? You still, I don't even really care how old your child is. You understand? Because as a parent, I know with me as a parent, I'm always there advising my children. You know what I mean? I know it's at some point you have to let go. They become adults and, you know, they pretty much start leading their own lives. But I couldn't see me dating a man the same age as my son.
Right.
You understand? So, you know, and here, if I feel like if I'm going to be in a serious type of relationship, or whatever, because if we're not serious, you'll never meet my children anyway. If it's nothing
right.
serious, but to bring you home, and you know, you mean what if he was in a class with your kid or something? I just find it a little bit weird. I'm not here judging anybody. I'm not judged because it's to each his own. I just find it morally incorrect.
See, to me, I mean, I agree with you. I believe that. At some point in line, as parents, as women, as men, whoever you may be, you have to make sure that you draw the line at some point in time. Whether whether you're a father, you know, or a mother, you have to say, you know what, this is off limits. You have to have some type of criteria for yourself. You have to set some type of standards for yourself, what you will prefer, what you wouldn't prefer. And I'm sorry, but I don't know a parent that can sit and relate with a child. You know what I'm saying? You're my kid's age. You could be my kid's playmate. You could be my kid's boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. Not interested. That right there is a lack of respect for yourself. Now, when I say the touch on the R. Kelly situation, I have to say I believe that, you know, no matter how old you are, if you're 18 and above, you're able to make your own decisions. And
that's
you got
true.
Yourself suckered in because the fame and fortune or whatever he possessed. You got yourself involved in that. So now it's like, okay, her parents feel some kind of way. Oh, because you want her home now, and you want to keep the innocence of the child. Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
The innocence of the child is probably gone already, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
as the other person was saying, okay, there's things or whatever that she's done that she's not too proud of or whatever. Okay, but guess what? You did it. You can't do it all this time, and then later on you cry wolf about it. Oh, I didn't agree with it. Oh, I didn't like it. Okay, so why aren't you still there? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's a reason for all of that. And I just feel like, to me, I'm sorry, I love R. Kelly. I just step like it ain't nobody's business. I love the songs. I love the music. But I just feel like at some point in time, as a grown man and as someone who did marry Aaliyah back in the day, you know, her parents did say it was okay. I still feel like there's something else wrong with him.
Yes.
That he feels the need to do this to these kids. I'm sorry,
yes.
I do.
Yes.
I think that he's a wonderful artist. I think that he's been out forever, and everybody loves him and his music, but I still believe that there's something inner wrong with him that he still has the desire to mess with all these different people. Okay, little kid, 18 years old, come on. Is he like damn near 50, 40, 50 years old?
He is 50. He's 50 years old.
Right. Okay.
He's
50
years
old.
What
are you doing with 18 year olds?
There are plenty of older women out here that are single women. You know what I mean? That are actually, I don't know. Like you said, there's something psychologically wrong with this man.
It is. Sorry. It is. I'm sorry. And don't get me wrong.
I like his music. I do.
I do like his music, but I do believe that it's something that's wrong with him that he's doing the things that he's doing. I think it's something wrong with the women. Because I believe it's two states that they're in. It's a house that's in two different states where there's like six people in one room, on one house, six in another. They're well taken care of. You know, to me, I feel like there's something wrong with them as well. You know, you want to be a groupie so bad. You want to lay up in the bed with this man so bad that you're willing to live in a household with all these other women that he's messing with as well. Where's your self-respect for yourself?
Yes, exactly. And you need permission. They have to have permission to even leave the house. Like, you know. Lord have mercy.
That's a control freak. So I don't really know what people are looking for at this point in time. It's like, you know what? Okay. And the girl's parents, they come out, okay, but you set it up. So why are you feeling some kind of way? You set
right.
this up.
Right.
And they're actually calling it a cult.
Why now?
But they're calling it a cult, mind you. They're calling it a cult.
Yeah, right.
They're saying
right.
The cults that he has, the two cults he has. Okay, what makes it a cult? Well, probably because he has these different women living
mm-hmm.
at different households. He's having
mm-hmm.
sex with all of them. Maybe
mm-hmm.
not at the same time, but he's having sex with all of them. And he's
mm-hmm.
the person that controls everything. He
yes.
controls everything about, so he's the person that's in control. Well,
yep.
R. Kelly, you're not God. I don't know who gave you that much power, but these
mm-hmm.
people need to wake up and smell the coffee. I'm just
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep. Stop being victims of circumstance. That's what happens. When you're a victim of circumstance, it'll have you falling for anything. Like, under the circumstances, I did that. I didn't have any money. He offered me this, and you know what I'm saying? He offered me that. He promised me this. He promised me that. And what's happening is he's actually making good of these women. You know what I'm saying? He got them living in lavish houses and stuff like that. I would love to do some research to see the houses and stuff that they lived in before him. You know what I mean? Just to compare what would make you think, because now the girl, Jocelyn or whatever, Joycelyn Savage, she hasn't spoken to her family in 5 or 6 months. So she totally cut communications. And now when she did her video today, her father stated that the video looks like she was orchestrated. Like, she was forced to say something that it's not her. You could tell by her hand movements that she was nervous. So I guess now he's an analyst. But a lot of times you know your children. You know, you've raised them for
a
long
time.
What you talking about? We got Ray Queen in the building. What's going on, Diva?
Yeah. Hey.
We're talking about R. Kelly and the sickness that he's possessed for to be with younger women. We know that it's not just, you know, oh, they're of 18, because when he was old enough before, he married a minor. You know,
yeah.
married a minor. I don't know what state that they got married in that they allowed that to happen.
Ms. Mobetta, just hold on 1 second, Rachel, before you give your feedback on the topic. Let's just bring on Dave real fast, so he can join us then. Dave, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, welcome to the palace.
Hey.
Hi there. Listen, I just have a question.
Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, hon. My question is this. Okay, so R. Kelly has some skeletons in his closet. All right?
Hey, out the closet.
Don't we all have skeletons in our closet? See?
We do.
So this is,
yeah.
If you are without sin, cast the first stone. But remember, you live in a glass house, you see.
Uh-huh.
So here's
okay.
my We have Woody Allen, who's about 90 years old, marrying that 15-year-old girl, Yen, or whatever her name was.
He's a perv, too. That doesn't justify it. I'm sorry.
Here's what I'm saying. And that just went on. And, you know, people just said, oh, well, you know, he just preferred younger men. But they weren't, as critical as they are about this brother, you see. So, I just like to see things for what they are, you know, and I like to call it what it is, you know. Again, we are just getting the short end of the stick all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't change the subject, but look at the situation with the black cop that shot that white lady.
Mm-hmm.
There's no information about her past, her driving records, her criminal record. There's nothing about it.
Yeah, they didn't expose her for what she actually does, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. But within minutes, they had his picture, his whole history, everything about him plastered
mm-hmm.
all over.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to do the Kelly, let's make sure and keep an even playing field with the lighter Kellys. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But
because
we could talk about
have...
all of them, honestly.
Exactly. They're not exempt. We're actually only speaking about
yeah.
it because this is just in the now. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, let's not
we
be fooled here.
We know
how the separation is handled.
Right.
We know how the separation is handled, that black people will be exploited more than they do any other race. And that's a proven fact. We know that.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? Like I said, we're speaking to R. Kelly because this is just so fresh. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but like you said, there is the Woody Allens. There is, what's that guy that played on the Green Mile? He married a little 19-year-old girl. You understand?
Ooh.
So it ain't just him.
Well listen,
right,
here's the thing.
Go ahead, Dave. Go ahead.
Here's the thing. R. Kelly has been synonymous for years. I remember back in like 2005, 2000. I mean, this is not new. You see what I'm saying? So at this point, there's something else that is going on is why all this focus all of a sudden to distract the attention. That's basically what I'm saying. So
yeah, the people ain't getting no more money.
Well, that's another situation there, but
that was
going to
be
know,
the next point.
We have it hard as it is, and
we do.
I would more rather talk about his earnest music, his beautiful music, you know, what he's done to contribute and help, you know, help those in need. And those young ladies were in need. They were in need, you know, of a stick. It just so happened to be R. Kelly.
Of some father figures. Of some father figures
yeah.
and some control freaks. That's what it is? Okay.
And they needed some direction, so he gave them some direction, you see. And the thing is, their parents, who were, like we said earlier, were in on this whole thing, you know, so it just changed the whole story. And it's like, to me, I mean, it's news to you guys or whatever, but to me it's not news because you have parents who are selling their kids. Basically, that's what they're doing. You know, they're prostituting their kids for fun.
Oh,
that
we know that. We know that. And you know what? And I'm glad that you brought that point up, Dave. You know why? Because we have to stop selling ourselves short. Because just because they treat us differently. You understand what I'm saying? Now, you can't give them any ammunition. We got to stop giving them ammunition. You know what I'm saying? This is not like it's a fabricated story. So, like I said, they're going to judge us 10 times worse. Right, wrong,
exactly.
and indifferent. They're going to judge us
so
10 times worse.
Right. So let's judge the parents who put their children.
I was
going ready.
They was the next segment. we was getting on to them, trust me.
Yeah, you got to understand. When we get the topic, I mean, you know, this is Diva Squad. When we give the topic, we usually take the topic from the beginning and we bring it all the way to the end, and we try to touch on every single aspect of it. It could be something as okay, this is what happened, this is what the parents said, this is what she said, this is what R. Kelly said, this is our opinion about it. We try to talk about everything about it, so this way everybody understands we're not biased at all. We're going to talk about it, him and anybody else that's out there that's doing wrong. And as far as, like, you know, people judging people, I'm sorry, but if I was in the limelight and I was in the spotlight and I do something wrong, and people going to judge me too because I'm out there. He is supposed to be a role model. He's supposed to be someone that is respected, someone that's looked up to. And honestly, regardless of what anybody says, I still feel like, yes, there is something wrong with him, just like there's something wrong with the child, and something wrong with the parent. There's something wrong with every single one of these people that this is the type of decision that they're making when it comes down to living their life. I'm sorry.
Good.
In the media, people are going to judge them. People are going to make – I'm giving my opinion. Does my opinion mean anything? Probably not. But guess what? Here on the Diva Squad, this is what we do. You know, it doesn't make it right no matter how we
hands
like
out.
It doesn't make
absolutely.
It right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely not. You know.
And that's exactly the key. If you're going to say A, say B, because what clothes was this young lady wearing when the parents dropped her off? You understand what I'm saying?
But listen, why would they drop her off for R. Kelly to pick her up? Yeah, they knew about it. He probably paid them off. The money's probably gone. And now they want to exploit him. You know, and then the daughter got on there with a rebuttal video saying, telling her parents to knock it off. It's embarrassing, and they know what happened. And I believe it.
Right.
I believe y'all know what happened.
Okay, so now the finger is not pointing at R. Kelly. The finger is pointing at the girl and her parents.
And her
exactly.
parents. Yep, because she is 21 years old. It's not like she's a minor. She is of age where she can
mm-hmm.
actually make her own decision. You know, they probably are angry because she's either choosing to move on from them and not communicate with them anymore for whatever reason. So now they're angry, acting as if R. Kelly is holding her against her will.
Which, you know, literally you think about it, it's ridiculous to even connotate that whole concept because, again, they're looking to put him in a situation whereas, just like they did, OJ and everybody else, sue them for some money, get some publicity, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it grows wings, and it just starts flying off.
Maybe a book out the deal. Yeah.
Maybe a book. Exactly. You see, so, you know, this kind of stuff here, it just, all it does is further deteriorate the struggle as it is. We got
right.
it. We got it as it is. You see what
right.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
As a male, we got it 10 times. You see, so my thing is, I'm gonna listen because everybody has their opinions, but I'm gonna point the finger and put the blame where it's supposed to be. Bitch,
mm-hmm.
if you have a child and the child is involved in some kind of pornography or whatever the case is, you as the parent, you are responsible for that, not the person on the receiving it. It's the
mm-hmm.
parent's position to protect that child. You understand?
Right. Right.
The child to the and the kid is playing in the park and somebody picks that child up. You as the parent should have been watching that child. Not,
yeah, you
not
have
the
to person watch that
child up. You see, so that's my position. And that's what I'm
right.
saying is parents took her to the prostitutor. Now she's keeping her own money. She's not giving them nothing, whatever the case is. Whatever is going on, it is what it is. But
that's exactly,
you know, the parents,
what it is. That's exactly what it is. The parents probably got their money from the beginning, but now guess what? She's living there. She's liking it. She's liking what's going on. She's got her own money in her pocket. She don't need the parents to say, hey, okay, you can do this, because she's already there. So now guess what? She's getting
yep.
her nice little money, and the parents
yep.
aren't getting any money, and they feel some kind of way.
Now
sorry.
I feel some type of way. Now, Dave, I want you to answer the question we asked before. Do you think it's appropriate to date someone the same age as your child?
It all depends on the person and the customs. Because if you go just by your personal upbringing, it's gonna distort everything else that's going on in life. In different environments, it's okay to date children. People marry children at 12 years old, 11 years old. This is what they do in the bar mitzvah. A 16-year-old becomes a man in a bar mitzvah at 16. You know, in the sunset. And in the bar mitzvah, they already have $30,000 set aside for him becoming a man. And in our society, we say it's 18, you see. It all depends on the demographic of where you're looking at. Because me, I've learned I cannot enforce my belief on other people because I'm not in the environment where other people are living, you see.
Okay.
Now, here, where we are here in this state, where the laws are created a certain way, then you have to, not really have to, but, you know, it would be in the best interest to follow those laws pertaining to age. And in Florida, you can marry a 15-year-old girl. It's legal here in Florida to marry a 15-year-old girl. I don't know if you guys knew
that. In Florida? In Florida, you
can? In Florida. Look it up. Check it
wow.
out.
Wow.
They probably got a law to marry their cousins too. So please.
Well, listen.
But the question
listen.
Is, would you feel it appropriate to date someone the same age as your child? Is my question.
Me personally.
Yes, Dave. Yes, you personally.
I have to look at it for what it is. If my child brings a friend home, and I'm looking at that friend in a way that I should be looking as an adult, then there's something wrong with you, because then how are you going to be looking at your own daughter? That's my question.
Okay.
So exactly. So there's two sides to that whole story. It's not just looking at someone your daughter's age or your son's age. What it's saying is you are also at the same time looking at your child.
That did because like you said, they have a bondage. You know what I'm saying? They share stuff, and you know, and you to lust after somebody that's actually hanging out with your offspring. I personally say no.
All right, so just real fast, right? So I searched it online, right? And it says that the legal age to marry in Florida is 18. However, with parental permission, you can get married as young as 16 years old. That is ridiculous, because at the age of 16, it's a form of emancipation. I think that that is absolutely ridiculous. I think that you are stripping the kids of their innocence. You're stripping them of even trying to enjoy the age of 15 and trying to be an adult. Like, they're figuring out
themselves. Find out who they are. You don't know who you are at 16 years old.
You know what I mean? Honestly, I think there's a lot of different laws that's like just, I mean, me, I'm from New York. This is all I know. But when I tell you stuff like that, to me, it just makes me feel like you're taking away their innocence. You know, you're taking away that from your child when you're like, oh, okay, hey, you know what? You're 16. You want to get married? You can get married. It's okay. You know, oh, this person loves you. Now, I understand if it's like an arranged marriage or something like that. I still don't understand how that works. But people tell me time and time again, and I still don't get it. But I'm not going to argue about it. I'm just going to say it's one of those things where, honestly, I just don't understand how you are in an arranged marriage to marry someone. That's their culture. That's how they live. It's not my culture. So, therefore, I'm just saying that I still think that certain things to me still doesn't make sense, and I wish that I knew a little bit more about it, so this way I can be more informed, I guess you can say.
Right.
About it. I don't know. But 16, I think, is crazy. But that's just my opinion.
Here's another aspect, right? You were raised as women here that you can wear jeans, you can wear pants, and, you know, you can dress pretty much however you want. Now you go to a different culture, say a Muslim culture, where they're not allowed to wear pants. They're not allowed to have their head unless covered, and all these things. So, again, what it's showing is what's good for you, your rearing, may not be good for the next person. You see?
Right.
So this is why, I'm accepting of everyone, because I know that I am not in that culture. You see? And who's to say your culture is right and theirs is wrong, or theirs is right and yours is wrong? Who's to say? You see, none of us was
no
here at
to
the
say. It's just an opinion. Right.
Nobody knows the formula that was used to create the wind, the air, the water. So when we go back and forth and we give our opinion, it's just theory, because nobody has facts. You see, so you feel a certain way because that's how you were raised. Right? And if you were raised in another continent, you would feel different because of how you were raised. Look at
naturally.
But that's what I just said.
That's naturally. That's a natural thing. We already know that. You're pretty much going to go on how your culture, you know, was brought you up. You know what I mean? You're going to run with your cultural background. That goes without saying.
Look at
that, you know, if knowing more about it and living in that culture, then you would know.
Right.
But as far as me being here in New York and me being here, this is what I know. And everyone's entitled to an opinion. Everybody has one. That's
now,
the good thing about freedom of speech.
Look at how we feel about dogs. Well, not everybody, but most people or whoever. Look at how we feel about dogs, right? Some people. Dogs,
your phone
animals.
Is kind of breaking up.
Dog?
Yeah, I don't know what he said.
You hear me?
Dog?
Dogs, right? You know how some people love dogs and they have them as pets and everything else? Right.
Right.
Huh?
And in another culture, those same dogs is food.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So
well, you have some people that they're lovers in some of the cultures. I seen I seen a video on Facebook just yesterday when a woman was letting a dog lick her bird, and not the bird in the cage either.
Let's get you've been around the world. Back to Kelly and that young girl's bird and all that other stuff.
That's a mess.
Yeah, that was a hot mess. So that's disgusting. But you know, like you said, people, you can't tell people how to live. Number one, regardless of the culture, race, religion, backgrounds, whatever. You know, you can't tell people how to love. But and they're saying not judging people. People are gonna judge you. They're gonna judge you on how you display yourself. You understand what I'm saying? They do. That's all a part of that's a natural part of you know, being a human. People do judge, regardless of whether we think we can or not. People do.
People judge me every day. You think I care?
Right.
I'm just saying.
Exactly. It's on how you react to it. You know, let it make or break you. You know what I mean? So when you display yourself on certain things, you don't want people to judge you, but you have to ask yourself the question, why am I putting it out there? Am I looking for validation, approval? Am I looking for support? Am I looking for help? You understand what I'm saying?
So I used to be in that bracket. I used to look at, especially like the what's it called? The ratchet videos and stuff. You know, and I used to look at, because I saw it as a reflection kind of like of me, and what they were doing was imposing on me, right? You know, the ratchet video. But I used to say, what they are doing really is not different. So I had to start looking at it in a different, as a different perspective and a different way. So the judgmental attitude that I had slowly started to subside, because I didn't understand why they were doing what they were doing, you see. And it wasn't their fault. They were just
following.
Yeah, because your phone, every time you say a point, the phone breaks up.
I was trying to understand why did you said you used to be in that. If I understood, you said you used to be in that bracket. I guess of like judging, I guess. I'm not really sure. But then it's like, okay, now you about the ratchet videos, and it's not their fault, it's something. And I couldn't hear what that something was.
Okay, how's it? Hear me?
Hello?
Okay,
hello?
We can hear you.
Yeah. Okay, what I was saying is, I used to be judgmental, but then once I started to really study the cause, some of the things that we do, I realized that we were just doing things because of that's how we were brought up, that's how we were taught, that's what we were shown, you see. And if you agree to this culture, you're going to just kind of like repeat the same things that everybody else is doing. So it was just upon us to start changing the way we reflect what we do to the younger folks. And once we do that, then they're going to reciprocate what we're doing, and it's going to start a snowball effect, and it's going to create a change, you see. Uh-huh. And that was my thing. Let me show you. I picked up this lady, right? She's 34, from Colorado, came down with her husband and everything else. And when I picked her up, she said, you know, I'm a goth, you know, the people that are all black and black eyes and all that stuff. And she said, and I'm pagan, you know, which means she's using certain certain services that we don't do. But I don't do. But when she said that to me, I think she was waiting for like a response, like, really? Wow, you know. I said, okay, and you know, and when I said that to her, she was like, she looked at me like, aren't you going to say anything? What is there to say? You know, that's your lifestyle. You believe in, you know, worshiping and doing different things. That's you, right? That's not my call. So just from the way I responded to her, she then was attracted to my personality because she realized that I wasn't judgmental, you see. And everyone that she probably said that to were like, oh, my God, you know, and they started kind of like treating her different. To me, she's no different than anybody else. Whether she, you know, she does the prism on the table, she does cards, whatever, that's her. But the personality is what I'm dealing with, you see. And that's what I'm saying as far as being judgmental. I'm still learning that what people do, there's a reason for it. And the more that we know the reason for it, the less judgmental we're going to be. That's just me.
So what do you think the reason for all of these people that we've talked about tonight with the whole Woody Allen, the guy from Green Lawn, from R. Kelly, what do you think the reason of all of that is?
Well, you said you have to look into the reason.
Like, what do you personally think the reason is for all of that? What do you think?
Here's the thing. When you start studying history, and you study the villages and the nations, because that's who we were villages and nations, from the study, it shows that we were not in to certain acts. It's only when we were conquered and certain things were done to us by the oppressors that we then took that whole persona on. You see, because when you start raping men and women and doing certain things, that carries over. That's now in the DNA. It's fact. It's scientific. It was done by the college here in Minnesota. They did a study that shows that everything that happened hundreds and hundreds of years ago to our ancestors is still in our DNA. So the fear that we have is a direct cause from something that happened to someone that wasn't even you. It's just
okay.
In your DNA.
So let me ask you something. When does that mold be broken? Just because it has been accepted, and a lot of times, you know, we grew up with certain cultural events and occurrences, doesn't make it right, you know. Where do you break that mold? Where do you come with a decision like, you know what, that wasn't correct. That wasn't really good. It wasn't a good feeling that what was happening. You understand what I'm saying? And like you said, it goes back to years and years, even back to Africa, how people are marrying 10 and 12 women, one legally and 12 whatever, and as young as 8 years old. You understand what I'm saying? That doesn't make it right just because this is how your culture was built. You understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, culture is something that's built. It's not something that you're just actually born with. Culture is built, and that's in any race, creed, color, background, whatever.
Well, a culture, in the essence of the terminology, the culture is what a society does.
Mm-hmm.
That's the culture of society. So the society as a whole does the same thing. So it's cultural to do that. You see?
Right.
So
it's
so
cultural
in
Africa, you're saying? I'm trying
no,
to,
just culture,
cultural,
period.
It's cultural to do what?
No. She said cultural, so we're breaking out what the cultural is. It doesn't have a specific state. It doesn't have a specific continent. It doesn't have a specific borough. It doesn't cultural in the sense of being that it's a state of mind for the culture of whichever you're speaking about, whether Japan, China, Russia, whatever it is, it's culture to do whatever it's doing. Like, we know that in, say, Russia, it's cultural to drink a lot of alcohol. You see, I mean, that's what they do. That's the culture.
All right. So you're saying that it's the culture that each person that we were talking about tonight, it's their culture. It's the culture of the world and of society that has them making the decisions that they're making.
No, that's different. What we were speaking about before is the things that people are doing is being done because it was done to someone along that family line and it's still in the DNA. The question then was asked, how do you stop?
Right, so that was my question. Right.
Right. The question that was asked by Ms. Mobetti, she said, then how do you stop that from going any further? And you stop that to, by going further by educating yourself. You see, educate yourself, knowing yourself, knowing what you feel within yourself is right. And once you do that, all these urges, all these things that you have, you're going to see them start to dissipate. It's the same thing like with friends. You hang around people and you drink, you hang out, you smoke, you do all this stuff. Then you start to get older. You start to mature. What happens? All those friends start to fall away.
Uh-huh.
You see? So it's a matter of maturity and getting to really grow, not only in size, but in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding.
Right.
Your spirit,
and mental.
Comes into full effect. So now you realize that the people that were around you are no longer positive influences, but you realize it's negative influences. So the things that you were doing that was positive to you before, whether it's pornography, whatever it is, you then start to get away from that. And you start to change into what you become then in a positive light. And by doing that, the people around you start to manage because they realize this person is not the same person.
Okay, I don't want to seem slow. I don't know if I'm the only person that's confused. Okay, I don't want to seem like I'm the only person. But the answer to that question right there was what? With all of that being said, how do you get people in general? Not going to just point out those three, but people in general to stop or break that cycle. Or break what was done. What was the answer that was given? So it sounded like it was like it was one thing, and then it went to another thing. Like if everybody can just answer that question for me, what? How do you get them to break it? Like just point blank, how do you get them to break it? Is it surround yourself by different people, or as you get older, you start to realize that you're no longer the victim? Like help me with this. We have a lot of people listening, and I want to make sure that everyone gets, like, our opinion, our feedback on the question. So that question of getting them to stop, what was the answer? Or what is the answer?
Getting who to stop what? Let's be specific.
Hold on, let me answer that real quick.
Hold on, because it was your question.
It was your question originally.
So can you ask yourself again? And then answer your question, but say it again.
Absolutely. Now, the question was, how do you get them to break that mold? How do you get them to break that cycle of what's being done to them instead of transferring over? You understand? Now, speaking as far as like R. Kelly and Woody Allen and all of those that are in the actual limelight, people have to start telling them the truth about who they are, and that's without judgment. And see, that's what happens when the truth is actually exposed, and people think that it's judgment. No, a lot of times people get so wrapped in themselves and what they're doing, and you have so many people around you that are actual leeches and whoremongers and bloodsuckers that they're not going to tell you the truth because then they're going to cut themselves short of what you've been providing. You understand what I'm saying? Of what you've been providing.
So they need to be told
the truth about who they are. Nobody's telling them that what you're doing is not cool.
Okay. So that's your answer to that question, right?
Okay.
Dave, what's your answer?
So the question is, how do you stop someone that was abused from abusing somebody else?
How do you suggest? How do you suggest that they break that mold?
Okay,
well,
just be clear, because originally when we were just talking, Dave, I believe you mentioned that if it wasn't done to them, it could have been done to someone else, and they knew about it or they're aware about the situation. So if we're gonna divide that question in half, then we're gonna say yeah. Okay, well, in the DNA, if that's what you're saying, what's your answer on the topic?
In order to have someone change certain actions, you have to bring those actions to the forefront. You have to bring them right in their face, and you have to show them the consequences of those actions. You have to show them what those actions are doing to the other person. You have to show them in real time. Not fascination, not in storybooks. You have to show them in real time. You have to show them what they are doing.
My point exactly.
Other people, you have to show them in real time. You have to show them people that have committed suicide because things were done to them in real time. You have to show them the cause. You have to show them the effects. You want to have someone to change what they're doing, you have to show them that in real time. There's no beating around the bush, no lollygagging, there's none of that. You have to deal with it in person, eye to eye, straight up and down. There's no swaying to the side, there's none of that. It has to be straight up and down. And allow them to see, again, the cause and the effects of their actions on other people. If they can still live with themselves, knowing the harm that they're doing to other people, they need different kinds of intervention.
Well, see, this is
okay.
And listen, before you go to that, this is in this specific situation now, this is where money reigns supreme. Moral, none of that stuff matters. It's all about money, whether it's R. Kelly's behalf or the family's behalf. It's all about money. This is why they say the love of money is the root of all evil. It's not the money itself, it's the love of it. That is the root of all evil because it allowed them to sell their daughter and allow him to buy her. She's the total victim. You understand what I'm saying? She's the total victim.
Right,
She's the total victim.
So let Rachel give her feedback and let me give my feedback. Because you guys are going around and around. And Rachel, what's your feedback on that topic? What's your feedback?
The question or the topic?
The last question, how do you feel they could break that mold? Exactly. Mm. That right there was the one question that was just question.
Right.
Answer that, please.
In my opinion, a leopard never changes stripes. Now, if you have someone doing something and they're not getting punished for it, they're not getting penalized for it, it's just okay for this person to do this. And other people are doing the same thing. I'm not saying everybody, I'm not saying a lot of people, I'm just saying there are also other people that are doing the same thing. Let's just, an example, R. Kelly, messing with these young girls, being attracted to very young girls, underage girls, and it's just okay for those people, you know, to those people around him, his supporters, his fans, her family, you know, or whatever. It's not going to stop because it's just being okay. Like, did he ever serve any time for it? Did he ever get penalized or, you know? So why would he even stop doing it? Why would they even stop doing it, you know?
Right.
Well, like I said, that's because the people around him are like leeches, and he can buy his way through anything right now. You understand what I'm saying? So as long as he's feeding them, you know.
So my feedback on that one, because we keep, and the reason I keep like asking each person to give one answer and to keep on going is because literally, even though we said like that wasn't like the sole topic, we're going to talk about a lot of other things, we kind of went back to R. Kelly and then back to R. Kelly. And I wanted to make sure that we spoke about everything and not just R. Kelly, because I think it's so much bigger than R. Kelly. I think that there's a lot of different people out there who have suffered and who are still suffering from, whether, Dave, you say it's in the DNA. I don't really know if it's in the DNA or not. I'm sure you have stats on that. I don't really know. But I do know that anybody who was abused will continue to abuse someone else.
Let me give an example.
That person is able to get help. Now, I'm not even going to touch about the R. Kelly because, honestly, I feel like you guys did it enough. We're not going to keep touching on him, but I'm going to say anybody in general, forgetting about the fame and fortune, forget about the amount of money that these different people have, a victim is a victim regardless of how much money they have. It's a victim regardless of the status. Now, it doesn't make a difference. It's still a victim. Now, like I said, everyone has an opinion. this is just my opinion. And I feel like we have to make sure that we understand everyone's opinion can be different. It doesn't have to be the same. I feel like different people should have gotten help. Any victim should get help to be able to heal, to be able to overcome, to be able to learn how to cope with what was done to them. It doesn't mean it was their fault. It just means that at some point in time, you're not supposed to still remain the victim.
Right.
You're supposed to make sure that you're able to come through this and make sure you're not giving that person the satisfaction of abusing you, the satisfaction of talking down to you or making you feel like, hey, you know what? You're not the victim. You like what was done. I paid this, I paid that. A victim is still a victim regardless of the fact, regardless of the skin color, regardless of the age. It doesn't make it a difference to me. So I just think that as we talk about a lot of different things that's going on in social media, that's going on in the world, and, you know, we all come together, you know, on Wednesday night and we give our feedback and on each topic or whatever's going on, we all understand that everyone's topic here tonight, everyone's feedback here tonight and opinion here doesn't have to be the same. It can be different.
Right.
We're all at
different
points in our life where not one of us is at the same. But
as
we deal with our life on a daily basis, we just have to make sure that what we're doing isn't judging them. We're giving their our opinion based on what's out there in social media. Judging them is condemning them. We're not judging them. We're giving our opinion, which is just how we personally feel about that person. A judgment to me is like, you know what, you guilty, it's your fault, you did it, I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear no stats, I don't want to hear nothing about it. My opinion is, well, this is how I feel about the situation. It's my opinion. It doesn't mean it's right or wrong. It doesn't mean you guys have to agree. It just means that at this point in my life, I feel like a victim is a victim, regardless of the age and regardless of the sex. And my thing is I want everyone to understand that as we come together on Wednesdays and we have young and old and we have actual victims that listens to this show. And I want to make sure that we're not saying, oh, well, you know what? It's a victim because he got all this money. You know what I'm saying? No, he's dead wrong regardless of the situation. If it was your kid or your daughter or your son, you would feel the same exact way. A victim is a victim, and regardless of the money you have, it's still a victim. Whether it's the victim is a victim from their parents, the victim is a victim from the person that abused them, the victim is a victim from everyday life, it's still until they get help for it. So I just want us to make sure that we touch on everything and not just the whole R. Kelly thing. We touch about every single situation and bring it back to an abused person and a victim, someone that has went through something in their life. We want to make sure that on this show we're able to give them that feedback on that. You know what? We apologize that you're a victim. We apologize that that happened to you. You know, if we were at that place in time, I guarantee the one thing we have in common is every single person that's on this line would have stepped up and said something. If it was something, someone that they knew and that they feel like they can have an impact on their life, not one of us would say, hey, you know what? Go ahead and sleep with that child. Oh, go ahead and be with that boy. None of us would say that. The one thing we have in common is everybody will come together and stand together and say, you know what, a victim, and you're wrong. So don't do that.
Exactly.
I have a scenario. I have a scenario, something I experienced. I was about 14, I'm guessing, somewhere around 14. And me and my sister had walked somewhere. We were just walking. And there was a block party in our town. So we figured we'd just attend. We knew some of the people that were there. And we were offered a ride home by a friend of ours who wasn't driving, but his cousin or uncle or somebody was driving. So this uncle, we were like, yes, because we didn't want to walk home. It had gotten dark. So this uncle had given us something to drink. We were thirsty. Well, guess what was in this drink? This punch, or we thought we were drinking some type of something or another that had me under the influence of something. So I fall asleep. Now I only live two blocks away. I fall asleep. I wake up. We're at a beach or somewhere, a park somewhere. I don't know how long I had been asleep or whatever. So I'm being walked by this uncle onto the stand. My clothes being taken off and this guy taking advantage of me. All I thought was just, you know, this horrid, you know. So anyway, I didn't say anything. I didn't know what to say. I ended up going home. I just didn't say anything. So months later, I saw this guy at the store. Scared the crap out of me because I thought that it had been something that I dreamt or I had a nightmare about. So it reminded me that it was real. So it scared the crap out of me. I shut down. Didn't say anything to anybody. Years later, I was working at a job, had been at this job for maybe 4 years. Guess who walked through the door as a new employee? This guy. Now,
wow.
I'm working for mentally challenged kids at this time. Mentally
right.
challenged adults and kids. Now, I'm thinking, this guy has a job here. He raped me. I never told anybody, but, you know, whenever I would see him in public or whatever, I'd turn the other way because I fear this guy or whatever. I don't know what I'd say. Excuse me. He was like 30-something at the time that it happened. So I never told on him. So I didn't know what to do at this place of that we were working at. So I told someone who I was close to, and they in turn spoke to a manager. The manager immediately called me in and asked me, was this true? And I said, yes. But there was never any charges pressed because I never wanted to, and I didn't want to make a big deal of it, and I didn't even want it to get back to the guy that I told that, you know, he had done this or whatever. And that I was afraid of the guy. So anyway, long story short, the guy ended up getting fired. They made up an excuse as to why to fire him. Believe it or not, I still see this guy on Facebook. I still see him around. His mother happens to be a big top dog in a church, very, very religious family. They adopt kids all the time. So he's with these kids. And I'm thinking to myself, I know that look. I know this man is still doing something to people, to these kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it's so sad. It's so sad. You know, I wish I, you know, had the courage back then to say something. You know, when I was much younger, and then charges would have been pressed on this guy, and, you know, Lord knows. But I know that he's still out there doing this type of stuff. And it's sad.
Right, because he was never exposed back then, right?
Right. So where do we draw the line, you know?
Yeah.
And there
people are afraid. The victim actually is afraid that, you know, to say something. You know what I mean? I've never personally had that done to me, but I know, you know, people that have. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, they've either been threatened or their family's been threatened, or they flip the story around and make the victim seem like the suspect. You know what I mean? For various different reasons. But my point is, now anybody that's on here that has been abused or whatever, you have to find some type of way to get that out of you, because actually it's going to keep you bound. It keeps you bound and have you feeling guilty about yourself for a lot of different things. So whether it's a psychologist or a pastor or a nurse, a doctor, a stranger on the street, anybody where you can actually vent it to. You know what I mean?
Right.
Even if you don't want the person prosecuted, to vent it to and get rid of what you're holding, because it will keep you bound.
Oh yeah, it bothered me for a long time. However, every dog has its day in heaven. Karma is a mother. Anyway, we've come to that time where we are getting to the end of the show, so time is of the essence. And we normally go around and, you know, let the callers give their feedback on tonight's show. Dave, are you still there?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Would you like to give
your opinion?
Can you hear me?
All right.
Yes,
go ahead.
Okay, I'm just very short. Me personally, I don't think that walking up and grabbing a woman by her crutch is a good thing to do. Obviously, society, some people in society have accepted it because of who is doing it. See how that works?
Yep.
We know what is right and wrong. We were born in us. We know what is right and wrong. We don't really have to be told what is right and what's wrong. We know what is right and wrong.
Right.
You continue to do what your soul is telling you not to do. Then you
sorry.
I know how to help with certain situations. I wouldn't bring it up here, but I know how to help with certain situations. And the situation like what you're talking about, Rachel, I had a flashback of something like that. So I know how we deal with those kind of people. And we don't give them time to end up in a place that is surrounded by more children or more people. You see, that's not how it works.
Mm.
Especially if they're doing it the way you explain that it's done. It's basically you date rape drugs and all these other things.
Mm.
So as a father, and I'm just going to bring it home, as a father and my daughter comes home with a man that's my age, there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
You
read
it definitely.
In the newspaper. You read it in the newspaper or whatever. There's nothing. I'm telling you, there's nothing to talk about. That's just me.
I know that's right.
See, that's just me.
I know that's right.
Yep.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Dave, for participating. Because you are a diligent caller and you give out a lot of information.
We appreciate you.
We definitely appreciate you calling the show.
We appreciate you.
You heard I had the dogs barking in the background?
Yes, let me tell you. And she only acts a fool when it's time for the show, let me tell you.
Mine too, yep.
Every time, every single time. I can talk the whole show and not have it on mute. And then next thing you know, it seems like every time by the end of the show, she got to bark and act a fool. And you should see it. She's small. She's all
tiny.
Bark and no bite at all. Yeah.
Yep.
No, she just,
trust
yeah.
me. I got one too, Chair.
Yeah, she's just, but of course, I'll go first. My feedback is, of course, as we, do the shows, every Wednesday, I just want to make sure that, we're able to touch a lot of different people, and we give them the real, we give them straight facts on our opinion and how we feel and what we would do if we was put in that situation, and that's one of the benefits of being a part of the Diva Squad and being able to call in and be here on Wednesday night is you can give your opinion. And it's just, like I said, it's just your opinion, At the end of the day, guess what? Your opinion and your experience, like Rachel, you just explained something you experienced, that right there
mm-hmm.
will save somebody. That right there will make someone say, I'm not alone.
Right.
It happened to somebody else too. I'm not alone. There is
right.
hope, So I just want to make sure that as the days go on, that we just make sure that we continue to grasp a lot of different callers, a lot of different listeners. And I tell a lot of my patients, as soon as they find me, I'm on all the social media. GQ Powers is on everywhere, and I'll get my message in a heartbeat. I listen tonight, And usually, if I get the I listen tonight, it was good. It's like, okay, I know that that person was able to relate to what we were talking about, and being able to talk about someone being abused and still being a victim and trying to get that person help. I believe that in the work that I do, it helps, and I only work with teenage girls, so that's all I know, I know that for a fact, and I know the different story I've heard. I know that watching the different parents, I know listening to them talk about pimps and hoes, I know different things that go a long way,
mm-hmm.
and I want us to make sure that we touch on everything, so this way everyone knows that no matter who you are, it doesn't make it right.
Yeah.
No matter where you come from or your
mm-hmm.
stature or how much money you got, it doesn't make it right. It don't matter
mm-hmm.
if you on TV and you famous for doing movies, or if you some Joe Schmo walking down the street, it doesn't make it right. No matter how you slice it, it's still wrong. And if
mm-hmm.
if that's my judgment, that's my judgment. It's still wrong. The moment you allow someone to be a victim under circumstance because you were a victim, now you want someone else to feel the pain that you felt. How many people have to feel the pain that you feel before you get help for what you went through? How many
mm-hmm.
people?
Mm-hmm.
I want us to make sure that we touch all of that. So once again, I enjoy chilling with the Diva Squad. I enjoy being a part of it. I enjoy the conversation. Dave, I enjoy you calling in. I enjoy all the new listeners that's listening in, that's commenting. I enjoy you guys, and we look forward to talking to you guys on the air, and we look forward to just, being able to come together and just talk. and make sure we're all
absolutely
on one accord and everyone base their opinions. So that's my feedback.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amen. Amen.
In a nutshell. Yeah. Eat a squad in the building.
Yeah. Yes, yes. First and foremost,
so
as always, I'm going to, we had an awesome, awesome show, definitely an awesome topic as usual. I love y'all divas. I'm going to give my big shout out to God first and foremost, because we know that I am nothing without him. So big shout out to God. Our CEO and our executive, Mr. Rich Money, Miss Lavina Mobetta Polite. I love y'all. Awesome. Awesome for bringing us on. And my diva sisters, Miss Mobetta.
Right here.
And Miss Storm. I love y'all. Awesome. Storm.
I love you too. I love you too, Sister Gail.
To our callers tonight and our listeners, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. And as always, we'll be back next week. Same time, same place, same number. And we also have other shows. We'll let Miss Storm tell you about that after Miss Mobetta gives her finishing touches. So passing the mic.
All right, all right, all right. So on you. So what you going to do? Hey. Again, ladies. Again, y'all know I'm silly.
I know.
It was an awesome, awesome show, and a very, very touchy topic. As far as people in their cultural backgrounds and people in their moral, just because you know certain people were doing it, even if your culture is doing it, something it doesn't make it right. You have to ask yourself questions. Ask yourself, what are your morals like? What's good for you? What do I stand for? Ask yourself questions. And for anybody out there that's a victim of any kind of sexual abuse, harassment, any kind of violation, anything that makes you feel less of yourself, find somebody to talk to about the situation. Again, whether it's a stranger, anybody, you don't know where your help lies, so just talk to somebody about it. Try not to harbor that stuff inside of you, because it can eat you up to the point where you'll start becoming making somebody else a victim because you never dealt with your situation. Again, that's digging in yourself. For these people, older people out here that are dating and stuff like that, let children be children. Let them be children. I'm sorry. Let them be children. Let them grow up. If they are women of or men of older legal age, they have the right to do whatever they like. So stop selling yourself short for fame and a few dollars, because once that's gone, you're still stuck with the problem. So, again, ask yourself, what are your morals? And you catch us the same time next week, like Ray Queen said, 646-200-3838, 8 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. I appreciate all you guys. Like I said, you are our water over here. You help us grow. So we appreciate you dearly, from the heart. We appreciate you guys and hope that you continue. And like I said, if you have anything you'd like for us to discuss, you have any topics that you'd like us to discuss, or if you feel like you need to talk to us personally, hit either one of us in our inbox. There's Lavina Polite you can hit on Facebook. There's Rachel Hargrove Smith you can hit on Facebook inbox. Or myself, Angie Miss Mobetta Smith on Facebook. Don't hesitate. And if we can point you in the right direction, we will do so. Again, we appreciate you guys.
Yes, so with that being said, of course, let me just run down these events again. It's going to be a tongue twister all over again, but bear with me. But yes, so this Friday, check out Rich Money and Storm, Rich Money, interviewing the Dynamic Three. They'll definitely be in the building. They are the pioneers They have the song "The Roof Is on Fire." Y'all know that song. They still play that one in request run. Yeah. See, you know that song. Yes. So that's this Friday here at GQ Palace, 646-200-3838. Press that one button so this way you can go on the air and chop it up and ask them whatever questions you might have. And then we also have July 22nd is the Women of Faith. It's their second annual. Go ahead. You there? It's their second annual book bag giveaway. They're getting ready, kids ready for school. All donations are acceptable. That's going to be at Prospect Park in Brooklyn. You can definitely hit one of us up for that information, or you could just show up there on Saturday. Chief Palace will be in the building on that day as well. And then just to run down the whole schedule for the month of August so far, we do have August 11th is the boat ride. So GQ Palace, Diva Squad, we will all be in the building for that. The 12th is the open mic with DJ Kevsky. We can definitely check him out there. GQ Palace might be in that building too. We got a busy weekend, so Divas, get ready. So we have the 11th, we have the 12th, and then the 13th is a Nonstop Media's open mic, which is a $1,000 giveaway for the first prize winner. Yeah, that's going to be nice. So, Angie, get ready. Hopefully get up on that stage, you know, get you, you know, up there. So that you can get up there and, you know, spread that knowledge, you know, do what you do.
Yeah, you ain't saying party on that.
And then there's also an event, Hustle Till It Hurts. It's Hudson Dill Theater. It's at 441 West 26th Street between 8th and 9th. 9th and 10th in Manhattan. That's Thursday, August 17th. It starts then. Saturday and Sunday, August 19th, August 20th. Yes, that's Hustle Till It Hurts. It's something else Rich Money, GQ Palace is definitely trying to promote, help them promote and help them share. And hopefully some of the people will definitely come and join us there. And there's another event, A Night of Horror and Glory. I'm not really too sure about that one, but that's in September, so we do have time to plan for that one. It's for your blue, gold, and white affair. It has a buffet and everything there too. We might have to check it out too, Divas. But we'll definitely have more information that we'll be able to share. Tickets for that one is $75 per person. I was just looking to find out a little bit more information about it, and then we can go from there. But just keep in mind, the event is this Saturday. Come out to support. Even if you can't support, you can always make a donation. And then, of course, you know, just our own little personal plug, if anyone's looking to sponsor GQ Palace Diva Squad, you're more than willing to sponsor us as well. We can talk about that as well. We do take sponsors. We're trying to take this show to the next level, so we're looking for sponsors for that. Rich Money, Mike Kelly will be looking for sponsors on a Friday show too. Yes, we are. So this is our season, and we're ready to embrace it. So with all of that being said, you have a busy weekend. Have a blessed, safe, productive weekend. Be safe out there. And it was an honor and a pleasure hanging out with you guys. God bless you all.
God bless.
This is Elias, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio. Follow me, follow me, yeah, follow me. Peace.
The music just turns me on.